This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I want to start with a lyric, actually. So you said, all money in like a Brinks truck, no money out like a prenup.
Yeah.
So when we talk about all money in, obviously you like, you know, original member of all money in.
Yeah.
So I want to get your perspective on what did all money in start as, and what does all money in mean to you? Like, what do those words mean to you? Because it's like a mantra, how I look.
Well, you know, in the beginning, we were Slauson Boys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that was what it was. It was Slauson Boys, you feel me? And then, you know, I had went to jail and I came home, and we was doing our all money in thing. So I'm like, all right, so all money in, no money out. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, you know, to me, what it mean, it's like, all money in is like a brotherhood, bro. Like, real talk. Like, you know, we've been knowing each other for a while. We've been, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of grew up into this shit, you feel me? And we got that sense of loyalty with each other, bro. So it's like, you know, we'll go against the grain for each other. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of loyalty we got. So, you know, it's more than just a group. It's like a family-orientated type of situation, you feel me? Like, with us.
All money in is interesting because at the time, hip hop has always glorified spending money, blowing money fast, right?
Yeah.
Fuck up a bag. Like, that's always been our culture.
For sure. But the all money in, what it really truly stands for is like You know what I mean? Stacking your bread.
Reinvesting.
You know what I mean? Keeping it in, all money in, and no money out. But if it do go out, make sure it's going out to double up. You feel what I'm saying?
So was that Nip's vision, or was y'all all on that type of time in your neighborhood to be like, y'all crew, we not just going to be spending money crazy. Like, we going to invest the money and reinvest it.
I mean, yeah, of course, like, you know, bro looked at it. Bro always looked at shit different, bro. Like, he'll always take a situation and look at it different. You feel me? Like, I'm blowing shit. I'm blowing money for sure. I'm not saving nothing, bro. Yeah, I'm not saving nothing, bro. Fast as I get it, fast as I spend it, bro. I promise you. You feel me? So, you know, that was one thing that bro did instill, you know what I mean? Even just watching him, bro. He didn't even have to let niggas know like what he was doing. Just watching him, bro. Like, he's stacking, bro. Saving, like, he ain't just bro spend. But at the end of the day, like, you gotta have spending money and you gotta have your stacking.
I feel like, did he get that from Sam? Because I've been around Sam a lot. And Sam remind me of like old hustlers that I used to know. That was like
Sam is
Toyota,
the number one ultimate hustler, bro.
Like low key.
I don't know no nigga that hustle like him, bro. He get up in the morning, bro, and get to it, bro. Like it's no playtime with him. Like he nice. Get to it. You feel me? So he always had that hustler mentality, bro. Like even when you know, I did my first CD, like not my first CD, but like a mixtape. I recorded it in his house, you know what I mean? Like printed the CDs up in his house and all that shit. So when it was time for me to give him one, I'm like, here, bro. He still gave me like $5, you feel what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, nigga, this you. You feel me? Like, nigga, I recorded this shit in your house, nigga. Used the equipment, all that shit, nigga. Here, bro, just press play. He like, nah, bro, like, here, you feel me? And so when I seen that, I'm like, If bro can do that, like, anybody can do it. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Like, anybody can be on that type of time. Not saying that I expect everybody to give a nigga some money for a tape, you feel me? Because I wasn't even expecting that here. Just press play, you feel me?
So when
it just made me look at it different, you feel me?
I can see the Sam influence, obviously, Nip influence. But even, like you said, you blowing money fast.
Yeah.
And even at one point, like, every time there's a big moment for the crew,
yeah,
like, you might have made a decision that got you locked up.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it hits you. Like, I look up to these guys, but I'm disappointing them at the same time. Yeah. There was that conflicted thing.
Well, at least I thought I was, bro. Like, you know, I get out and, you know, I let niggas know what program I'm on. Like, I ain't on the bullshit. This is what I'm on, you feel me? Because I see us elevating, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be out for all the recording. I'll be out for the recording process.
Never make it to the album release party.
Never get to the album release party. You know what I mean? Like, when it's time to drop the music, I'm gone. You feel me? But, like, Sam will make sure, like, he'll flood my cell with pictures and, you know, keep me updated on what's going on. You feel me? So I was always in the loop on that sense. But I always thought it was a slap in the face. You feel me? But, like, when I get on the phone with them, they'll always uplift me and be like, bro, we waiting on you. Just come home, nigga. Be on your shit, you feel me? Like, they ain't never, like, felt like I let them down, you feel me?
That's interesting. Because I look at, from the east side, right? I seen the whole build and development of when it was Slauson Boys, to All Money In. Obviously, I know when you went in, you got out, you know, and how we're talking about how Sam kind of set things up for you. So when you got out, all you had to do was get back in motion, right? So the question that I got is, how important is structure? Like, I also feel like all money in means structure and an organization of people who are putting all their resources in, all their intellect to help grow the brand. Like, how important is that structure?
It is, bro. Like, it's definitely structure, discipline, you feel me? Like, you know, we all uplift each other, bro. Like, we encourage each other to read, you know what I mean? And workout, exercise, you know what I mean? Like, just be on your tip, bro, every morning, you feel me? So, the structure is important, bro. It'll take your team, like, way far, bro, everybody on the same page. And even if everybody ain't on the same page, you feel me? Like, you know, we're going to disagree, you feel me? But, like, we got to get back to the chili. We got to get back to the program, you feel me? Like, you know.
Yeah, we spoke to the whole crew, right? We sat with BH, Pat, Kobe pretty much. Every time we come here, we make sure we tap in. And they said, yeah, I got to talk to Stone because his relationship with bro is different. Mm-hmm. And so I like doing the research on it. It was like, y'all grew up kind of together.
Yeah.
But the difference, like, y'all had some similar things that y'all were going on in the streets. But
yeah.
Music was the thing that
music
put y'all together.
Thing that clicked,
which separated everybody else. So talk about that origin. It was like, yo, we connected over. And what was it? Because I know he was big on Jay and Nas. Like, what was yours?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, you know, he was the Jay, I was the Nas. You know, he was more like talking that talk, you feel me? Like more about like that hustler shit, getting to the bag, feel me? Like I'm more in the streets, talking more like, you know what I mean? Just on trying to be like the best lyricist too though, you feel me? Like on the West Coast, that was my thing. Like I'm from the West, but I got lyrics though, you feel me? I ain't just rapping, like I'm spitting, for sure, you feel me? But like, yeah, bro, just like, you know, doing this shit, coming up in this shit together, you feel me? Like the streets was one thing at first, but it was like, damn, you got the same passion I got, bro. Like, you trying to get, you really want to make it. You really want to, you know what I mean? That was our thing, to get in the industry. You know what I mean? Like, figure out a way to get in the industry. That was the goal, to really like, but still maintain ownership, you know what I mean? And be on our independent tip, because you got to look at it like, look at who we had, bro, to look up to. We had the Master P's, bro. Mm-hmm. We had the Suge Knights, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, these are CEOs, bro. Jermaine Dupri's, bro. Like, CEOs. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, that was the thing. And even when I was, like, 8 years old, I always wanted to own my own record label anyway. You feel me? Yeah. So, you know, independency was the thing, bro.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.